Good evening, and I might commence. And welcome to the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission for today. I guess we'll have a few more people coming in as we talk. My name's Tom Calmer, and I'm the National Race Discrimination Commissioner and the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner, and here at Heriot. I've been for 4 years now, and got one to go, but who's counting? Before I do introduce Gay, our eminent speaker today, could I pay my respects to the traditional owners, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, whose land we're meeting on today. And it is my pleasure, and it's an honour, to introduce Gay McDougall. As many of you know, Gay is currently the United Nations independent expert on minority issues and a distinguished scholar in residence at Washington College of Law in Washington, D.C. It's simply not possible to mention the full extent of Gay's achievements in this introduction without taking up most of the allocated time this evening. However, I will attempt to give you a glimpse of her achievements and her experiences in human rights. Gay is a Juris Doctor from Yale Law School and a Master of Laws from London School of Economics. She's also a member of the Bar in the District of Columbia, the State of New York, and the United States Supreme Court. During the 1980s and 1990s, Gay was Director of the Southern African Project of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. In that role, she organised and directed the defence of thousands of political prisoners in South Africa and Namibia. She also organised a series of international consultations on constitutional options for a post-apartheid South Africa and established the Commission on Independence for Namibia. In 1994, Gay was a member of the Independent Electoral Commission of South Africa, which organised and administered the country's first democratic non-racial elections, and that resulted in the election of President Nelson Mandela. Between 1997 and 2001, Gay was an independent expert for a range of United Nations human rights bodies. She was a member of the United Nations treaty body that oversees compliance with the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, the committee, and she was a special rapporteur on the issue of systemic rape and sex slavery, to name but two of her roles. From 1994 to 2006, Gay was the Executive Director of Global Rights, a global human rights organisation headquartered in Washington, D.C. As the Director, Gay oversaw the organisation's Women's Rights Advocacy Project, a rule of law program run in developing and post-conflict countries, and an international advocacy project seeking to bring victims of human rights abuses before international tribunals. Gay is now a United Nations independent expert on minority issues. In that role, she reports to the United Nations Human Rights Council on developments in countries worldwide relating to the rights of ethnic, religious and linguistic minorities. But before handing over the microphone to Gay, I'd like to take the opportunity of tonight's gathering of interested peoples those of us who are interested in the issues of racism and minority rights to launch a publication that Heriot is launching today entitled An International Comparison of Racial Discrimination Legislation. In this background paper, we compare the Racial Discrimination Act to similar legislations in the United Kingdom, Canada, the US and European Union. This background paper is part of a series of papers that Heriot will be producing over the coming year, which provides background information to enable a thorough examination and evaluation of the Racial Discrimination Act. Since its enactment in 1975, thousands of individuals and organisations have used the RDA to address racism, either by making complaints of discrimination or by negotiating policy changes based on the broader policy principles of racial equality. The legislation has also made possible important developments in the areas of Indigenous land rights, culminating in the recognition of native title in 1993. Now, whilst these are important achievements, there is still a long way to go before people from all backgrounds in Australia are able to participate fully in the life of our nation. For this reason, it is important that the RDA continues to be reviewed against the goals it seeks to achieve, and they are equality and non-discrimination. It is also important that the legislation remains responsive to the changing makeup and attitudes of Australian society. The paper I'm launching today seeks to contribute to an analysis of the continuing usefulness and effectiveness of the RDA by placing it in the context of contemporary race discrimination legislations in other global jurisdictions. The paper compares the legislation in terms of characteristics such as the burden of proof in proving discrimination, the standing of national human rights institutions to undertake test cases, the availability of mechanisms to promote equality, and just to mention a few of the issues we'll be looking at. By looking at the ways in which other similar placed nations have responded to the problems of racial discrimination and inequality, we are presented with a series of alternative models against which the current Australian legislation may be compared. Moreover, recent developments in other jurisdictions suggest potential directions for legislative reform. I think the paper will be useful, and it'll be very useful to people who are interested in these issues and in the issues that Gay will be discussing tonight. And I encourage you to take a copy with you when you're leaving. And that's this one, which you've probably already got anyhow. And the major author, Simone, is down the back. I would like to acknowledge her contribution here. So can I hand over to Gay? And to welcome Gay McDougall to speak to us tonight on the fight against racism and for the rights of minorities in the 21st century. Thank you, Gay.